Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1979. Baba is talking with double foreigners, and today's direction is: consider yourself to be a master bestower of liberation and salvation. Consider yourself to be a master bestower of liberation and salvation. Gati, Sadgati. Foreigners have come last and are going fast. When will you grant salvation to everyone in an instant? Are you ever ready? Bab Dada points everyone towards you, children. The Shaktis are worshipped a lot more. There are two queues. One is the line of Pandavas queuing in front of Hanuman, and another is the line of Shaktis queuing in front of Goddess Vaishnava. There are long queues in front of both. Day by day, the queues are getting longer. So you are going to give the devotees the fruit of their devotion by granting them liberation and salvation, are you not? Constantly consider yourself to be a master bestower of liberation and salvation, and distribute the prasad, that is holy food offering of liberation and salvation, to all the devotees. Do you know how to distribute this prasad? You are now well practiced in distributing toli. Therefore now distribute this prasad. So today, Baba is telling us to become Gati, Sadgati, Data. That is master bestower of liberation, and liberation in life, or we call it salvation. So these are the different words which have been used. To liberate the soul is one thing. That is to send them to the land of liberation. And the second is liberation in life, that is golden age, or you call it salvation. Gati, Sadgati. Mukti, Jivan Mukti. Liberation, liberation in life. Liberation, salvation. This is the task that we have to do. How to do this? How to become liberator? First of all, liberate them from what? The world is drowned in sorrow, in suffering, in pain, in agony, in misery, in anxiety, in fear, in phobias. The world is passing through a crisis. Diseases, physical illnesses, mental illnesses, psychological illnesses. To free the world from all the illnesses, every soul is angst-ridden, full of anxiety and fear and phobias, uncertainty, because every moment is a moment of uncertainty. We don't know what is going to happen the next. We don't know what is going to happen today. So we are living, the whole humanity is sailing in the same boat. The boat of uncertainty, the boat of diseases, the boat of suffering, the boat of sorrow, the boat of illnesses. So Baba says, you are the master liberator. You are the master bestower of liberation in life or salvation. This is your job at present, to salvage the humanity. You are the salvation army. This task of salvage you have to do. So how to become liberator? Sitting at one place and liberating the soul, giving them a sense of freedom, a sense of liberty, freeing them from all their sins, from intricate complexes of mind, from the confusion, from the mental disturbances. Because each soul is in the stage of discontentment. Because the worldly happiness, the worldly joys cannot fulfill the basic need of soul. Each soul is infinite. Infinite cannot be satisfied by anything which is finite. Each soul is, its thrust is for infinity. So soul is that infinite being. How can anything of this finite world can satisfy it? No wealth, no relationships of this world, no objects, no thing, no place, nothing, no food, nothing can satisfy the soul. Nothing of this material world, nothing of this mundane world can quench the thirst of soul except the love of the infinite, the love of God. This alone can fill the soul. The divine union, the union with the beloved, the union with the bridegroom alone can satisfy the bride. So we have to give them this sense of divine union. We have to take them away from all the material bondages, free them. One of the English philosophers has said, man is born free, but everywhere he is in chains. So everywhere there are chains, everywhere there are shackles, everywhere there are jails, everywhere he is behind the bars. The bar of relationships, the bar of material bondages, the bar of birth, disease, old age, death. Janma mrutyu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. O Arjun, look at all this as temporary things. But there is a very strong bondage in everything of all these things. So we have to become the master bestower of liberation and salvation. Gati, Satgati, Data. How? How to become this? This is a great task, but we have to do this. This can be done with. It is not possible to reach every soul and to do it. So at the physical level, it is not possible. Mental level, yes, you can stretch your imagination and it can be done to some extent. But the task has to be done only at the spiritual level. And the way of doing this is Sakash. Sakash is spiritual current, spiritual vibration. The task of giving spiritual vibrations to soul. So there are about maybe 10 steps in this. The task has to be done at Amrit Vela. Best timing is Amrit Vela or any time when you are sitting in yoga. First, invoke souls. Auhan. First is to invoke souls or any particular soul if you have in mind. And if you want to do some good to that soul, invoke that soul at Amrit Vela. See, emerge that soul in front of you. First, invocation. Auhan. Second, emerge it. You see, the soul is in front of you. True life image. You see that soul in all its detail. As if that person is standing in front of you. Third, give a powerful drishti of purity. Give a powerful drishti of purity. Before you begin your work, before you start your work of liberation, give a very powerful drishti to that soul. Then fourth, talk with that soul. Talk with that soul. He is in front of you, your mind's eyes, and you are talking with that soul. What you will talk with that soul?
How are you?
How are you? And what else? You can have any heart-to-heart conversation with that soul. But talk. Engage that soul in some conversation. Some awakening talks. Some inspiring talks. Some heart-to-heart talks. Some talks of love. Some talks of comfort. Some talks of solace. Some talks that will make him comfortable at heart. That will unburden him. So for this, talk with that soul. Then, fifth, put a hand of your blessing on his head. Put a hand of blessing on his head so that he will feel joyous. He will feel light. Each soul is burdened with stress, with tension, with anxiety, with fear, with phobias, with sorrows, with suffering, with ignorance. Put a hand of blessing on his head. Then sixth, provide him canopy, chhatra chhaya, of protection, because there is a fear. There is so much fear. You know, Baba talked about two temples, Hanuman and Vaishnava. You know Vaishnavi Devi? Jammu, Kashmir. The prasad is quite famous. Because of the COVID pandemic, they are sending prasad by postal, online. So, give them canopy. Okay. Seventh, give them experience of God's love, Prabhu Prem. Give them experience of God's love. Experience, person doesn't forget. Person may forget every other thing. He must have people come and they listen to big lectures, notes, and so many things. But they forget everything. What is the most unforgettable thing? Experience. That may be just of 1 second. But in one second of experience, it penetrates the heart. It penetrates the inner cortex. That is unforgettable. So give them experience of deep experience, profound experience of divine love. That is second, is seventh. Next, see them becoming an angel like you. So see them that they are becoming an angel in front of you. And then see that they are flying away, dropping the body and going back to Mukti Dham. And then some of them from Mukti, from liberation, are entering into Golden Age. So these are the different things you can do. These are the few of them, but you can elaborate them. So how to give Sakash? How to become Master Liberator, Bestower of Liberator, Liberation and Salvation? First, invoke the souls. Emerge them in front of you. Give them powerful drishti, a very powerful drishti before you. Then start talking with them. Engage them in some conversation. Then put hand of blessing on their head. They should feel that hand of blessing. Then provide them canopy of protection. Because this is the uncertain times. So everybody needs a canopy. You know, in every human being, a child is hidden. Every human being, a small child is hidden. We want somebody to care. We want somebody to love. We want somebody to ask, how are you? How you are doing? No matter how old we become, but inside each one of us, a small child is hidden. And that child wants to be cared for. That child needs love. So understand the basic human tendency. Every human being 90-year-old person also wants to become a child. He wants somebody to care for him. In every man. Why? A man needs a woman and a woman needs a man. It's for this reason. It's not about man and women or women and man. It's about care. It's about love. It's about somebody who looks after me, who cares for me, who is ready to do anything for me. For that innermost being, we have that. So here, you provide them canopy. Now you are protected. Abhaydan. Give them the vardan. Give them the blessing of fearlessness. Now nobody will harm you. You are insulated. Protected. So hand of canopy of protection. Then experience of God's love. They might forget all this, but they will not forget God's love. Shower the rain of divine love upon them. Talk with them and tell them that God has already come and He has come for you. So come here and let them rain. Let them take bath in the rain of love of God. Then see them in front of your eyes. Now this person has turned into an angel. He has dropped his material body. And this is a new body of light, a shining body, soul and the body of light. And then see that soul going up, even dropping the angelic body after some time. Only the soul. And the soul is entering the abode of souls. Paramdham, the land of liberation. And then from liberation, some of the souls are coming down. Some, not all. And entering the golden age. So this is how you become master liberator. Master bestower of liberation and liberation in life. So today Baba has said, I'll read out again. Consider yourself to be master bestower of liberation and salvation. Foreigners have come last and are going fast. When will you grant salvation to everyone in an instant? Are you ever ready? Bab Dada points everyone towards you, children. The Shaktis are worshipped a lot more. There are two queues. One is the line of Pandavas queuing in front of Hanuman. So you can even do this way. You are Hanuman and do all these things. And the other line is the line of Shaktis queuing in front of Goddess Vaishnavi. What is Vaishnavi Devi? Who is she? Who is she? Vaishno Devi? Who is she? She is the combined form. You know, when the earth, that is a legend, the earth was troubled by demons and all this, so all people go to Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Though they say, we can't do anything, we are helpless. Go to our wives. So they go to Kali, Saraswati and Lakshmi. So then they have a meeting together. These three. And they decide we will combine into one form and enter the earth. And they combine together Mahalakshmi, Mahakali and Mahasaraswati. The combined form of the three is Vaishnavi. And she is one of the 108 Shaktipeeth that is in Jammu Kashmir. Vaishnavi. Vaishnavi or Vaishno Devi. The different names. So, no, Santoshi Devi is a digital form. It's the latest. That is only after in 1960s when there was a movie, Santoshi Devi. That time she came out. Otherwise, she wasn't there. In any of the scriptures, Santoshi Devi is not one. No description is there. Vaishno Devi, yes, she is a combined form of the three. She entered the earth and she destroyed all the demons. And there are so many other stories. Forget them. So, just remember, I am Vaishnavi Devi. So combined of these three. So invoke the soul, emerge the soul, give them powerful drishti, talk with them, bless them, provide canopy and give them experience of God's love and see them becoming angel in front of you and see them moving to Paramdham and then coming down. So you are going to give the devotees the fruit of their devotion by granting them liberation and salvation. Are you not certainly consider yourself, constantly consider yourself to be a master bestower of liberation and salvation and distribute this prasad. What is this? This is the prasad you are giving them. It's a very precious thing, prasada. Prasadam. Do you know how to distribute the prasada? You are now well practiced in distributing toli. Now distribute this. You know how to distribute toli. Now distribute this prasad. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1979. Om Shanti.